To move, last day we spoke about very interesting. That was a shayla, but she's not a shayla, was shmus to offer mitzvah. So we start off with the Gemara, very interesting Gemara, which you see, we read it tonight as well.
The Gemara says, Hahu. Do you want me to close the door?
I'm all right, which is fine. I'm more Erevin, that's what we started yesterday. More Erevin, right? So more Erevin. How will you look at the Ishtapa Chamima? The hot water got spilt. It's supposed to have a Bismila, and the hot water got spilt. Go and bring some water from someone's house, hot water from someone else's house. So then Rabbi said, go and tell a goy, later bring it. Well, that by itself, I can't do it. It's Istrabon to ask a goy. And Allah is Hazor, you can't do an Isol Hazor on Shabbos, Istrabon. You can't sprinkle yourself with a Chatos, Istrabon, Tikkun. So who I did, you can't ask a goy. And that, Moral says, Rabbi says, I didn't know, a Maisa, go do it yourself and ask a goy. So from here, many will show you from here that you're allowed to ask a goy for a mitzvah to do an Issa. Now, Shaila is what Issa are we talking about? So, some men we show him learn that's Israbon. We're talking about you didn't make an Eidon and Katsiris, and you're allowed to ask a goy to do an Issa Drabon for you for Tzurich Mitzvah. What's called a Tzurich Mitzvah? Yes, it went through various scenarios of a Tzurich Mitzvah. Let's just go through a few of them again here quickly. Let's say you've got no Siddur or Masa in a Shul, and you want a goy to bring it for you. Yeah, that could be allowed. Then we spoke about challahs. You've got no hot food or challahs for Shabbos in your house. Can you ask to go to a neighbor? Ask a goy to go to a neighbor and bring it. Now, this is an important point. See if we want to clarify this now. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that for only Shabbos, the model challahs, hot food, and wine that you're allowed to ask a goy to bring. But it's not a hefkavel. You can't ask to bring whatever you want. So we said yesterday, for example, someone's got lemonade at home. He wants a bottle of Coke. That extra is sofer, the Mishnah said you can't do. That's not allowed for certain mitzvah. It has to be certain mitzvah, it has to be a valuable mitzvah, just an extra little bit of something. That's not enough to make a glass of goy. It has to be a tzurich mitzvah, which is necessary.
You can't, not for
a bottle of Coke machine. Even though Coke is a slightly special machine.
For him, it's only Shabbos.
Yeah, but he said that extra, you haven't got a drink. Yeah. That's not enough, that extra bit is not enough to make it that you have to be allowed to ask a goy. Okay. We said about various examples, talk about another one. Then we spoke about, interesting, that's what we finished off with yesterday. So I asked Shai, is there a Hashan speaks about now, about pushing a wheelchair on Shabbos. Someone never has confined to a wheelchair, Perchav Gimel. He's stuck in a wheelchair. Are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to push it? So we said yesterday, it depends first of all, yeah? So we said, Achilles yesterday, let's say the person can walk slightly himself. He's not a very good walker, but he can walk a little bit, and he moves around himself. So then we said, Achilles is still high notes this at point. Since he can walk himself, so really he carries himself. Therefore, if someone pushes him, it's an Isidrawan only, because he's not really being carried completely. He's helping in the carrying, it's like Shnaim Shasu. So says the Shabbos, if the person can walk himself, then you're allowed to take him to Shul for Tfilin Tzibok Yitzaboy, even through Rosh Hashanah. Even you have to go through Rosh Hashanah, because there's no Isidrais anymore here. There's never an Isidrais, even if you push him from the middle of the street. You stop, you push him, there's no Issam in Atzmoy. It's in Chai, no Issam in Atzmoy. A living person carries himself. So it's an Issam Rabbon now to carry on Shabbos. It's Shmush to Shmush, Mokham Issam, to ask a boy to push him. Who Adin, he says, for a child, let's say, the child has to go somewhere to a mitzvah. Let's say, for example, we've got a second thing, a child can walk. So it's again, you've got Chai, no Issam in Atzmoy. So you're allowed to take him even from Rosh Hashanah. If the person can't walk, his mummy, she's confined to the wheelchair, he can't walk by himself. Or the child's a little baby, the moshe is 1 year old, he can't walk, then you can only take him to shul, or if the child's going to shul, another mitzvah program will come to Rosh Hashanah, you can only take this chole to shul if you're not doing going through Rosh Hashanah. You're carrying from next door neighbour, let's say, which is Isdrabon anyway. You're carrying from a neighbour, Isdrabon. So to, again, Shwas to Shwas is Mutter.
How does Chaim Yisrael be sitting in a wheelchair, the legs are up, he doesn't...
Because my friend, Rahman Islam, you should never have to do it. If that person were to be nifter and you try and lift him, it's much harder.
You like the baby also.
I don't know. Someone can't walk. I'm just looking at here.
So a Jewish person not allowed to win another year?
Jewish person can't walk, about Goy. Now, this is a big question. So the question that comes up now, first of all, question number one is, which I've heard a few times this question being asked, let's say someone's been invited to Shabbos. Shabbos lunch. So he wants to go with his baby to the Shabbos. Has he got a right to ask the Goy to push the baby to the Shabbos? What would you say?
Where's the
Tzorah Mitzvah
here?
Where's
the
Tzorah
Mitzvah? Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
You can go without the baby.
The baby
is
Tzorah Mitzvah.
That's the kind of
baby. Oh, but I'm asking is, forget about the baby.
Oh,
the baby is a Zayt Hazar.
What?
The baby is a Zayt Hazar.
It's true, you're right.
What do you do with the Shea brother?
He's tying them for a Shabbos. I said, you can't go though. You can't go. You're going to be stuck not to go.
Seriously?
You want to go to Shabbos. So that's the big shine. That's the big question. Is that called enough of a Torah mitzvah? So I just asked him off today. He said to me, he generally does puzzle on this and I expect him to. He doesn't, I'm not saying all cases, he said, but in general, I don't know that's enough of a Torah mitzvah. You could tell me at home. The fact that you want to, what do you call it, go to the Torah mitzvah, there, who said that's enough of a Torah mitzvah? That's an interesting question. Who I did? No, that's posh. Sorry. That's posh, though, for someone who's ill. A person who's confined to a wheelchair, tefillin but sibul the positive claw is definitely a mitzvah, and therefore that definitely can be.
But sibul's not an answer.
It's a mitzvah. It's not such a mitzvah. You can have it at home.
Is it? So, if
you don't have to go to Shabbos. You can.
If the Shabbos is yours,
it's still a kind of Shabbos.
If the Shabbos,
the fact that you want to go there, if they haven't got 10 people, maybe you're right. If they've got enough people without you, then what? Okay, you go after them. You have to go there to eat.
If you're a visitor, it's one thing. It's a sibling. Make a difference.
Say, that was a misunderstanding. I must say, you have to ask this question, you have to ask your own. I've one involved differently in this case. It's an interesting one. Whether it's called enough of a Torah mitzvah. I remember I had someone once eating my meat. And the mice, he came actually for a simcha. And he, unfortunately, I should say that. He actually asked the rob when he go to Shabbat this afternoon. It wasn't allowed, but it wasn't allowed. And someone else asked, not a rob, a rob an apple. So you've got to get the right person. So that's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. I don't think someone asked this, which is also a good point. I'm not going into this. Someone asked a question yesterday. Let's say someone has to go to take a person to shul on Shabbos, a person who's confined to a wheelchair. The problem is this person is on the second floor in the Boca Flats, and the only way to get him out is with a lift. So can you ask the non-Jew to push the lift down?
Yes, you can.
The Moshe is passing you can, which is not wrong, because some people do say you can. Well, what's a Shaila? The Shaila is very complicated, really. The Shaila is what is it is there using the lift. Now, if you take on all the surgery.
If you can go down yourself, then it's okay.
Yeah, but that's what I asked about yesterday. The point is about
something. It's electric.
But you can't. No,
if he could walk down,
the can't come down. And the boy can't, you can't expect the boy to wield a wheelchair on the stairs, it's too hard. What?
The youth can do that, you can help the baby climb down the stairs.
That's not the boy that do that, he's not really want to do that, I'm not sure.
Yeah. You can walk, you can take the wheelchair and lift. I can take the wheelchair and lift.
So that's a child now, so. Without the rabbi, you are. Well, you say no trouble. He says there's no problem going with it. The child is, we take on electric, isn't it right, sir? The child is for our mural akum, this is a big question. When it comes to our mural akum, do we take on electricity as mokolitic? So some rabbonim again are a bit more maker in this way.
Do I advise the guy in with him, or just think of taking this wheelchair alone?
The guy is going to take it by himself.
No, we're taking the wheelchair. The
just the wheelchair.
With the Eid inside.
With the Eid.
What's the shower?
The Shaila is right, literally. The Shaila is never thing. He's confined to a wheelchair. He can't walk without the wheelchair. Yeah. And the only way for him to get down is to go in a lift. The person taking him downstairs in the lift. So this is a big question now. Do we say that the lift is a bomb only? The Gabi Abi Rulak. Electricity, normally we take on that Chaznish, that electricity is the rest. But there are some. Take on that when it comes to Amu El Akum, then you could take on electricity drop off.
Yeah.
Again, the role I asked today, he said he doesn't really like this one. I said, there are different swallows you have to take into consideration. Uh-huh. One other swallow I must tell you is that if this is the main important swallow, is what we say, again, one has to ask one's role, but there's a special etiquette. Let's say the person is ill, he's not well, 100%, it's a chole kol haguf, and he needs to get out. It's good for him to get out. So a chole kol haguf, you can ask the goy to do an isteresa for you even. So you can ask the goy to push the button and lift and take it down, mamish. So you have to weigh out a whole situation, what you're talking about. It's a bit tough, I'll tell you.
It's also like easier if there's other goy using that lift already. Just...
Yeah, he's not pushing it for you. Maybe, but you can only guarantee it, how do you know?
Worth
with
extra weight.
In hotel and Bournemouth, you can use the lift on Sabbath.
Better not to.
Why not?
Is that a question? Why not? I see you must have used it. Best to keep away from this. It gets too complicated. It's much better to get away from this on Sabbath. Right. Now, let's move on to the next one over here. Now, this is also very interesting over here. So I told you to Gemara before about. You're going to have a very short shit today. Very short chair.
Why?
What's the paper machine? A short chair. Let's see what we could do. Now, the interesting shine is showing them. I told you the Gemara before about asking the boy to block you on the shots. Somebody showing that Bala Ito learned that Gemara there actually from like Isidoresa. He learned that you're allowed to ask a goy to do an Isidoresa for you, the Tzurich Mitzvah. I want to see if I can find the reference list over here. So the Mishnah Brewer is very interesting over here. The Mishnah Brewer in Reish Ein Vav Sif Beis. Very interesting halacha. So Reish Ein Vav Sif Beis. Listen to the Ramah first of all. Reish Ein Vav Sif Beis. The one shit that we show is the Bahaki, the Bala Ito, they hold that for Tzolich Mitzvah. You're allowed to ask a goy to do an Issa Deraisa for you. Chish. Says the Ramah, Yesh Oimrim, the Mutzah Loy Male in Yehudi, Ladnik Loy Ne'er, this is the Shabbos. Some say you could ask a goy to light the candles for you for Surah Shabbos. You should have the street later, Mutzah Mile in Yehudi, I feel in Lachah Gemura, the Mokah Mitzvah. They hold that even the rice of the Kamalacha is Mutzah Surah Mitzvah. So obviously it's Surah Shabbos, it's all dark in the room now, you can't eat it very well. So some is showing hold that for Tzurich Mitzvah, you're allowed to ask even Issa Deraisa. Oh. Says the Ramah, nor do not the Hakam Adolf, it's something you're not in layers of Tzurich, the props of Chassidim of Mina, the aim most people, no one stops it. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Lahakam of Mokam Chain Tzurich. One has to be Machmen this, but Mokam Chain Tzurich, or Roiv Haposkim Cholkim Asfrozu. Most, we're showing him, do not hold this far. Mr. Brewer says over here, Mr. Brewer speaks out. Mr. Brewer, the Shlaw, Hichmeh Apple Tzurigon. He's Choyle, even the Tzurigon can't allow me to show him. Shekein Roa, Mergen, because Chashim, which Yoshim, Chashik, and Matzah Shabbos. They used to sit in the dark, as I saw myself, that many kids used to sit in the dark on Matzah Shabbos. I feel you, Chassan, actually, on my call, Bonchu, and Chayin Roa, Hagor, Agrash, Shoyle, Sonim, Master, Swish, Lishis. That's problematic. Then he carries on. Mikol Mokoim. So the Maya says he's not happy with this. Says the Mishnah, this thing is finished now. Mikol Mokoim. Mutter loim ben Yehudi l'sakim l'sa eruv. You're allowed to, however, ask a goy to fix up the eruv that's stamped. B'shabbos. K'dei shlo yovoi rabim nidei mikhsho. Because here's another swara. Here, besides the fact that it's a Torah mitzvah, but here you've got many people doing an Issa on Shabbos. They're carrying on Shabbos. They think the eruv's good. And the Maisa, they're carrying, I know someone told me this once, I forgot what I call the street school, in Japan, so I don't know what it is. Apparently the area goes up to a certain area, it's apparently in Japan Street, I don't know where it is. But he said, oh, he saw a woman once with a buggy, pushing the buggy out of the area. Now, question, what should you do? Shouldn't you tell her? She'll be a problem, we start the whole Shabbos. It's like the whole shout about someone by mistake pushing the button on Shabbos, the bell. And the bell rings, and all of a sudden it means it's Shabbos. Shabbos, what do you do now? Do you keep your finger on the button the whole time? Or take your finger off?
Why didn't you have
the Gentiles? Ask Moshe,
what's your Moshe? Why didn't you ask the Gentiles as
well? Moshe, you must have heard this here before. Moshe was a very good answer. And that is, if a girl is walking past, and the girl can do a swap with you. So you tell the guy, you're a bit funny, I'll tell you, make sure he's not for a lack of help.
Just a second, if you take your finger off the button, the bell, what's the problem?
You stop it, you're breaking the circuit.
Well, it's not a derisive.
I'm not sure what you're doing now, anyway, derisive. You've got your finger on the bell, and the bell's ringing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a derisive. Once the circuit's made, it's just carrying on, going through and through.
It's going anywhere along by itself.
Yeah. It's not by itself, you're pushing it. You're putting your finger there to make the bell go on. So the miser, the bell is going on because of
you.
You
take your finger off.
You take the brain finger off, you break the circuit.
You won't be able to keep your finger on for that long.
Keep on as long as you can.
A minute before what's the shower. Okay, a minute before what's the shower.
No, but you keep on to you've got no prayer. Then you can put it up, keep it on if you've got no prayer, then you'll avoid us. That's a shower. What should you do? Shower, what should you do? So here, so there was a shower with this eight of them here. Well, I can't remember what he did with the shower actually, what you're supposed to do. Tell the person that you can't carry out, there's a problem, she's going to stop with the body. On the other hand, she is now this Asik, she thinks she's not carrying it. So maybe it's better to tell them to come back in again and stop. And that's an interesting question. Again, ask the local rabbi for this question.
If the guy's stuck in the area, what's the problem? You ask the shahla about the area. If the area broke, can you ask the guy to...
No, I'll come back to ask that. So what happens now? The area broke. The shahla is that many people are carrying this area.
Right, so he can go make...
So can he come along and fix up the area? Like, call me up. What?
He makes a bow on the string.
So if it's a string, sort of some pest out, then it's very simple. He just takes the string and ties it. Maybe there is a one way, maybe. But let's say it's a beam that's come down, a wall that's come down, so that's come down, so he's got to put it out properly. Is it the right sort of bone there? Is he allowed to do that?
It's off and rubber.
So that the Mishabura says over here, the Mishabura says, it's in order to stop people coming to a mikshu, and it's a big stumbling block over here. People don't know the area is broken, they're carrying. So on this, we rely on the Baal HaItur, who says that for Melacha Deraisa, the certain mitzvah is allowed. Then he carries on, Kedai Baal HaItur Nisbeh Halom. It's Kedai, it's sufficient to rely on the Baal HaItur Nisbeh Halom. I had to shmust Amin Rafi Melacha Deraisa, but Mokoi Mitzvah Deraisa. Now, Mishmura as in, not only to stop an Issa, where people are carrying, but Mishnah proceeds to add a few words that for a mitzvah to rabbin, one can also maybe rely on about it.
What's a mitzvah?
I tell you what could be a mitzvah. Let's say, for example, in shul. A whole lot of people come to shul, to daven, or some power, fuse, no lights on. There's a whole lot of rabbin who want to daven, they've got nowhere to go. Can you ask a goy to now put this light on? So, but it's not a mishal, there's no mishal, but it's a mitzvah derabbanan.
Yeah, but back to the Erev, where's the word?
What?
Fixing
the doing it yourself, the Erev, you're doing it yourself.
What yourself?
You're asking going to do another derisive for you.
Let's go back to the Erev. The Erev snapped, or the Erev, what do you call it, the beam fell down here. So he's got a name snack it on, this derisive, nail it back in again. Can you ask the goy to do this derisive? Use the mishal, said you can, because it's to stop a mishal derabbanan. It's a stumbling of a public. The public are going to carry on carrying there. They don't know that the air is broken. So to stop that mishra, you'll have to do it. Then the mishra adds,
Same with the shul,
No, my friend, there's no mishra.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah, but I'm saying the mishra adds in. It's a mitzvah. The mishra adds in a few words that the chayr adds in the tzorah of mitzvah derav. That's the way it means. What?
It's okay, you say.
Yeah, that's what it means. It's not so posh. No, he doesn't mean that, actually. Some say it only needs to be mushed an alien. Only an alien you can make.
Because of people.
You're trying to
that's what I'm sure. The
air conditioning. What's the
top of this? Air conditioning, my friend.
I mean, I like when Zoe asked me where to put it on. We did.
But did you ask a rabbi or you just
didn't say? The rabbi was there.
That's the glory.
Which rabbi? I'm saying a rabbi who said you're allowed to do it. Okay, I'm saying the nice. I'm not saying because Ramosha's not sure about it. Ramosha's learned from this in Brisham Blue. That the chayra for mitzvah the rabbi and Ramosha, for people can't come there, they're not good. The Rabbi Yashu and others learn, I think this head doesn't apply, it applies to Mekshayim. It doesn't apply to straight across the board. It applies to things like Mekshals and Erev. Obviously, that's push. If you can ask the goy to fix the Erev with a Drabant in particular, that is, let's say, for example, the string snapped, and you can ask the goy to make a bow, for example, and something which you can undo in the night, then Avadi, you have to ask the goy to do the Drabant. We're talking about the only way to do a second is the Issa Deraisa, that also is allowed to be done.
Well,
next Sunday.